Sayre stepped away from it, hands held high. Susanna couldn't hear him over the siren and the robot's blatting, but she could read the words as they came off the bastard's lips. "I surrender. Will you accept my parole?" She smiled at this amusing idea, unaware that she smiled. It was without humor and without mercy, and meant only one thing. She wished she could get him to lick her stumps as he had forced Mia to lick his boots. But there wasn't time enough. He saw his doom in her grin and turned to run, and Susanna shot him twice in the back of the head, once for Mia, once for Per Callahan. Sayre's skull shattered in a fury of blood and brains. He grabbed the wall, scrabbled at a shelf loaded with equipment and supplies, and then went down dead. Susanna now took aim at the spider god, the tiny white human head on its black and bristly back turned to look at her. The blue eyes, so uncannily like Roland's, blazed. "No, you cannot. You must not. For I am the king's only son." "I can't," she sent back, leveling the automatic. "Oh, sugar, you are just so wrong." But before she could pull the trigger, there was a gunshot from behind her. A slug burned across the side of her neck. Susanna reacted instantly, turning and throwing herself sideways into the aisle. One of the low men who'd run had had a change of heart and come back. Susanna put two bullets into his chest and made him mortally sorry. She turned, eager for more. Yes, this was what she wanted, what she had been made for, and she'd always revere Roland for showing her, but the others were either dead or fled. The spider raced down the side of its birthbed on its many legs, leaving the papier-mâché corpse of its mother behind. It turned its white infant's head briefly toward her. "You do well to let me pass, Blackie, or..." She fired at it, but stumbled over the Hawkman's outstretched hand as she did. The bullet that would have killed the abomination went a little awry, clipping off one of its eight hairy legs instead. A yellowish-red fluid, more like pus than blood, poured from the place where the leg had joined the body. The thing screamed at her in pain and surprise. The audible portion of that scream was hard to hear over the endless cycling blat of the robot's siren, but she heard it in her head loud and clear. "I'll pay you back for that. My father and I, we'll pay you back. Make you cry for death, so we will." "You ain't gonna have a chance, sugar," Susanna sent back, trying to project all the confidence she possibly could, not wanting the thing to know what she believed, that Scather's automatic might have been shot dry. She aimed with a deliberation that was unnecessary, and the spider scuttled rapidly away from her, darting first behind the endlessly sirening robot, and then through a dark doorway.